Following criticism about leaving certain schools within a Rockland County district open for in-person classes, the acting superintendent of the East Ramapo Central School District has put all schools on remote learning. This came with guidance from New York State officials after Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his Cluster Action Initiative for COVID hotspots. The East Ramapo Teachers Association on Friday called on the East Ramapo Central School District to keep all school buildings closed and continue with remote learning only until the COVID cluster is controlled. While schools in the so-called red and yellow zones have been closed to in-person classes for at least 2 weeks, the union expressed concern about the potential for spread of the virus as some travel from inside the state's designated cluster area to school buildings outside the area. East Ramapo Teachers Association Acting President Susan LaRusso.
We're very pleased with it. We're glad the district made the right decision, and we're very much in agreement with it.
In a letter to the East Ramapo community over the weekend, Interim Superintendent of Schools Dr. Ray Giammartino says that with guidance from the governor's office, it has been determined that all schools in the district will extend remote learning to the next 2 weeks. Again, LaRusso.
We got a robocall on Saturday. We've actually gotten two or three this weekend letting us know that this was the district's decision. It's also on the district website.
LaRusso says the union agrees with the Cluster Action Initiative, but thought it hadn't gone far enough in protecting students, staff, and families from a potential spread of the virus, as some would travel from inside the state's designated cluster area to school buildings outside the zones.
So we don't have what they call neighborhood schools or community schools necessarily in East Ramapo. We have kids who crisscross the district to go to school outside of what their neighborhood school would be. So our concern was that there are children that lived in those red and yellow zones who would be bused outside of their zone to a school that wasn't in any zone, and then they would be coming to school there.
The union pointed to the decision made in New Rochelle in Westchester County in March to close all school buildings across the district after the state drew a similar cluster area in one section of the city that included only some schools. In the case of the new Cluster Action Initiative, the state will reassess the designated areas after 2 weeks to see if infection rates warrant extension of the restrictions. The initiative took effect October 9th and also impacts parts of Orange County. On a press call Monday, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo reported a 3.7% positivity COVID-19 rate for red zone areas, down from a 6.13% average from last week. He says the red zone focus areas are home to 2.8% of the state's population, yet had 17.6% of all positive cases reported last week. Red zones contain the cluster itself and carry the most stringent rules. The rules loosen a bit in an orange or warning zone, of which there are none in Orange and Rockland counties, and regulations are even looser in a yellow or precautionary zone. The zones are predominantly Orthodox Jewish communities. Cuomo says the state's strategy now is to identify microclusters, which he described as tiny geographic areas, a mile or so in diameter.
Wherever we find a concentration of cases relative to our norm, that is a microcluster. It is only relevant to New York.
A microcluster has an infection rate of at least 2%.
Our hotspots are doing better than many states.
For the week of September 27th, Rockland County's red zones had an infection rate of 12.29%, 9.77% from October 4th through 10th, and 12.9% October 11th. Orange County's red zones had a 24.64% infection rate the week of September 27th, a 12.41% rate the week of October 4th, and 3.51% October 11th. Cuomo says that given October 11th's test results are from weekend data reporting, additional weekday data will be required to assess current trends. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.